At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Money. That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
VSiN Spring Specials here, only $59. You get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. You want the full VSiN experience, the daily best bet emails, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, our betting tools, the live video stream, whenever you want it. The cost only $59 to be a subscriber through July 31st. Sign up now, VSiN.com/spring. It's time for the coach, David Thorpe, at Coach Thorpe on Twitter, TrueHoop.com. I subscribe, you should too. And we're talking NBA now with the coach. What? Doc's taking a lot of heat, and rightfully so, I think. How about Embiid getting hurt up 25 with 4 minutes left?
Yeah, I'm not privy to the discussion of Joel might have said, coach, leave me in until, you know, a minute to go. But I think you got to pull guys out for this exact reason. You don't expect a blow to the face, but you know, turned ankle, you know, knee to the groin, knee to the thigh, like the game's over. And if you're not sure it's over, then set a goal of, okay, 18 points or 16 points. But 25 is your 99. I'm not sure anyone's ever given a 25-point lead with four to play, you know, in a playoff game. You have to know the data on that. I do think it was a mistake. I think it's born of frustration and criticism. It's too bad because he should not have been in the game.
Yep. So what do you think of their chances in the first two games coming in, and we'll probably get him game three, no Lowry tonight. But, I mean, you've talked about this many times, the on-off numbers, and go back to the series against Toronto when he'd only sit for a couple minutes, but they couldn't survive the Monroe minutes and when Kawhi hit the game winner. But what do you think of their chances, and how would you run the offense now in the first two games without him?
You're hoping that James Harden remembers what it was like when he was in Houston 5 years ago. That's really, to me... Mm-hmm. I mean, Tyrese Maxey will do some good things too, but you've got to try to, you know, just James Harden can't do this a lot anymore. I've written about this. He'll have moments and, you know, games, but you know, if you're lucky to get two games in seven, I think, to get him vintage like he was against Toronto in that last game. So that's what you're hoping for. The alternative would be don't even play Harden either. Like, just get him an extra. I mean, I really think it's crazy, but I mean, play him, but just don't ask for too much. I'd hope to get game two with the super healthy Harden. I think they had a great chance to win the series healthy. I think it's extremely difficult to beat Miami without Embiid. Yeah, you got to try to open the post up, of course, and get Maxey and Harden playing downhill, shoot a ton of threes. I mean, I didn't think about this till just now, but maybe they go to the way Houston played, taking 50 threes in a game, and hope that variance and then just getting super hot for a game works.
Well, okay, so if Butler doesn't go tonight, though, because he is questionable with no Lowry, if Harden does somehow put, if he's healthy enough to go out there and puts together kind of a game like he did against Toronto in Game 6, they steal Game 1, then what are we talking about moving forward here in the series?
Yeah, that's different. Because I think Embiid's going to come back. I think he's going to play with a face mask. I've been away all weekend, so I'm not aware that they've announced it. Just seems to me that more than anything, they've got to protect him. And so, you know, he won't be the first guy to wear a mask. He might be one of the biggest guys to do it. And yeah, if they don't have Butler tonight, Lowry being out is not quite as consequential. But without Butler too, certainly, and these guys are amazing players. There's certainly a case we made that Philadelphia can find a way to win Game 1. It's not like Miami's got this amazing offense all the time. Mm-hmm. The thing is, Embiid's their best defensive player, too. So to get them to really guard well, to me, they've got to really change things up, set more traps than normally would, shoot a lot more threes, yep. Just, you know, throw caution to the wind, be innovative, and have no concerns about what happens if they lose by 30.
Good point about the defensive angle as well. The other series that starts tonight, Phoenix and Dallas. Phoenix, a $3 series favorite. What'd you think of a Booker coming back and the limited minutes he gave them against New Orleans? I mean, Chris Paul was Superman. It's fourth quarter and that historic performance in the closeout game. We both love Dallas here. I mean, Finney Smith was great guarding Mitchell. Brunson was awesome in that series. Will you see more spread it out and shoot the threes and play the math game against Phoenix as they did? Well, Utah doesn't guard anybody other than Gobert. But what do you think? Your thoughts on this series?
You know, I feel like they can really punish Dallas inside, and they're aware of it. Phoenix knows what they can do. I think Phoenix is our best pragmatic team in the league. They can kind of change up a little bit. If Booker gets healthier, we've seen now Bridges coming on as a scorer. I don't think Chris Paul is going to go 14-14 again, but he doesn't have to. This is the Chris Paul that the Suns need. That, to me, the most important thing out of round one was we saw last year, I wrote about it all playoff long, the Suns needed Chris Paul to be weaponized more than he normally likes to be. And I thought we saw in this series a few instances, including that last game where he really thought about scoring and not just getting guys shots early on. They need him to continue to do that. And I think he's got the strength to deal with Brunson, Chris Paul defensively, Bridges on Luka. That's a tough guy to score on. Obviously Luka's going to score a lot, but it might be harder. Phoenix will know where the attack is coming from, the way Dallas plays, so ISO-based. Everything's kind of middle pick and roll. I think Phoenix has a decided edge in this series if Booker is back to being even 90%.
Mm-hmm. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. David Thorpe, our guest on Twitter, at Coach Thorpe, also does a great job for TrueHoop.com. Your takeaways from game ones that we had yesterday. I know it's only one game. The Celtics were forced to shoot a lot of threes because defensively down low, Giannis, and something that you called a long time ago this season, once Brook Lopez comes back for the Bucks, it's going to be a game changer down low. Well, they recognized, I think, right away in that game, especially the guys like Tatum, like, I cannot attack the rim because they're too good down here. So they were forced to shoot so many threes. Does that change at all, you think, going forward here?
I watched a lot on this morning, a lot of tape, and I'm going to write about it, I think, maybe today. I think Boston changed the way they play normally. They shot a lot more threes than normal. And I normally don't like teams to kind of change their identity when they're so good, but you have no choice against Milwaukee with Giannis and Lopez inside. They could probably target Lopez a little bit better, try to get him to foul some, get him out of the game some. You can't really do that with Giannis. But I also think it's a mindset. They were trigger happy, and I think they need to be. I like that Ime really green lighted them, and they were taking a lot of threes. I think they took 50. They took 50 in the game. It was also 50 per 100 possessions, which is way more than average for them. They averaged like 38 per 100 possessions in the regular season. I think they're going to adjust to that. Maybe they'll take 45 per 100 next game because they will target areas where they can drive more than maybe they did in game one. It's not definite they'll shoot better, but I think their mindset will be more comfortable with how they're playing. And I think they're going to be fine in this series. I don't know if they'll win or not. I favored Boston this series. I picked them to win this series, but it's hard to pick against one of the best players in the world in Giannis. I think eventually they'll scheme them up better. Boston will, because of Middleton being out. And Boston will just play better. They just did not play well in game one. Neither did Memphis against Minnesota, and that worked out just fine.
Yeah, that was historic, too. Three guys under 22 scored 30 points. Jackson went off, but they wasted that performance. It was a tough spot with the Friday night and then the Sunday afternoon. What do you think of that series moving forward and the chances that Memphis can come back and make this a series?
Oh, I think they'll make it a series. Golden State just has, you know, that what Poole has done is a big deal. It's funny, too. I almost feel like Draymond, I think Milwaukee and Golden State were almost helped in one game missing Middleton and Draymond. Obviously, Boston knew Middleton wasn't playing, but it did kind of galvanize the Bucks a little bit. They're defending champs. They've gone through pain before. They know how to rally. And then Boston, you know, just didn't play very well. A lot of turnovers, too. I think Draymond going out probably got Memphis a false sense of security, forgetting that Golden State does have a championship DNA in there with a lot of their players. And the way they develop Poole and Payton is so impressive. I think Golden State's the better team. I think that they've just got a better defense and more options, to more availability to beat them in different ways, beat Memphis. But it should be a six-game series at least.
I can't get over how well Golden State has drafted over the years. Like almost every guy in their roster, basically a home run.
I don't think it's the draft, guys. I think
development?
It's the player development. Okay. I think it's player development. I think that I think that the NBA completely forgets that super fast guys that can shoot are unicorns. They think unicorns are just Kristaps Porzingis guys, but I think these super fast shooters are just as unicorn. You just don't see very many. So guys like Maxey and Poole, and there's a couple guys in this draft coming up that have that, those guys are unicorns and they should be grabbed quickly. But they've also developed these guys, and Poole wasn't this way coming out. Payton, come on, is he 29 years old or something like that? No, they've done it. Their coaching staff is every bit a part of this championship DNA.
What are you working on at True Hoop?
We've been investigating big men and why some teams just continue to take their guys out of the game quickly and go small, and why some teams don't do that. In fact, go the opposite. Boston, again, they guarded Milwaukee just fine last night with two bigs, and so did Milwaukee. Now, again, they have Giannis, but Boston doesn't have Giannis, and they still play two bigs a lot, and Horford is 35 years old. And he was, you know, competing for national championships when some of these guys were in elementary school. And so it's an interesting study defensively, and really it's going to play down to how they take advantage of their bigs offensively, the way Phoenix does with Ayton. So I'll be writing about this week and probably next week.
All right. Very cool. Thank you, Coach. We'll talk to you then.
Look forward to it. Be safe, guys.
Coach Thorpe, David Thorpe with us. Talk about the playoffs. How about what Minnesota did? That was historic. I mean, three games, you're up double digits in the fourth quarter.
I can't believe that came in one more time.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we talked about on Friday.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to bet Minnesota, based on how the series has gone, it's first quarter.
They went 6-0 in the first quarter.
Or first half, or pass.
And Memphis was so good in the first quarter, as you pointed out. They got the money yesterday. But Memphis went 0-6 in the series.
In that series
And then
alone.
Russell benched. I mean, that was...
Can't
go to war with that guy.
12 points per game.
Yeah. How about Towns? Hey, I'm down 4. Let me just shoot from the parking lot with the season on the line.
What was that?
Barkley nailed it. They're a dumb team.
He was saying that for game 1, I think.
Yep.
Or game 2. Game whatever it was.
They just fell apart.
No, it was the Clippers game. He was calling them dumb.
Yeah. It was, just fell apart in every game.
God. Up next, we will get into today's Major League Baseball card. The starting pitcher with the lowest ERA in all of baseball starts today. His opponent, how about the guy with the second lowest ERA if he qualified?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
Baseball predictions made brighter. Join the Born in a Ballpark Challenge presented by Blue Moon. Compete free for cash all season. Enter weekly prediction pools to fight for your share of $62,000 in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/Blue Moon now to join the action. Blue Moon, Maine Brighter, DraftKings.com for details. Look at what Embiid means, not only to the Sixers, but the point spread. It's the same price as what Miami was against Atlanta at home.
That's right, yeah.
It's just,
well, what do you think? Because it does look like he's going to come back around game three, maybe game four.
Yeah, the mask.
Is there a chance they can go back to Philly?
I was looking forward to this series. Can they get steal a game?
Can they steal one game?
Nah, you don't have Lowry. Hero's sick. Maybe Embiid tweaks an injury. Harden, Maxey, Green, Harris would just have to go off, and you know, you saw what they. That's the thing. Harden under. He might get a lot of shots tonight.
It's 25.
You saw what they did to Trae Young. Just harassed him.
Well, okay. So his points, rebounds, and assist prop is 42.5. Doc Rivers did come out and say this offense is now going to be led by James Harden. Kind of, I think, referring to like what trying to be like what Harden was with Brooklyn, what he was like in Houston. So he's going to get a ton of shots.
Yeah.
2.5 threes is the prop tonight.
Yeah.
But if Butler misses the game, Hero's sick, there's no Lowry.
Butler will be fine. No, Butler's playing. He's fine.
You think he's going to play?
Oh, he's good.
Sure?
He says he's good, yeah.
Okay.
The Hero thing with the respiratory illness, that's something to keep an eye on. Yep. The other thing is the no respect card. I mean, late in the season, they were the one seed, yet the fifth choice to win the East. I mean,
yeah, that
hell of a
happens.
Coach, good roster. Tucker, another one. Tucker was awesome against Atlanta.
Oh, that's very true.
Nice player. Mm-hmm. Does his role. Knows his role.
Okay, well, okay.
Good player.
They get no respect.
No, they don't.
Let's say they win this series and get either the Celtics and the Bucks to go to the NBA Finals. Who would you like?
Middleton back?
Oh, see, I thought you were going to go no hesitation, one of those two teams. No respect, huh? There you go. That's no respect.
No, Miami's a hell of a team.
No, they are. They're good.
And Butler's an assassin. And that was incredible what they did to Trae Young.
Let me give you this from the VSiN newsletter, which you can get for free by signing up at VSiN.com/subscribe, part of a Edam Burke's breakdown of Major League Baseball. I think this was in Saturday's edition of the email. Yeah, there were 44 home runs hit on Friday around Major League Baseball. As it looked like the offenses were going to start to finally take place around the league, that power uptick was short-lived, as 20 out of the 30 teams scored three or fewer runs on Saturday, and 12 teams scored one or zero runs. Did you see how many games came, like the low-scoring games, again, I think it was yesterday and Saturday combined? I think it was maybe more of Saturday. Look at this now, Joe Sheehan. MLB hitters slugged .369 in April, the lowest slugging percentage for any month since 1992. So I think offense is going to eventually pick up. I mean, we did see, you know, Max Scherzer was not Superman last night, but the Mets scored 10 runs. That game produced 16 runs overall. But it is continuing here now. And today I think is Exhibit A. Look at this. In this Marlins game against the Diamondbacks, Pablo Lopez is going. He has the best ERA in all of Major League Baseball.
All right, you're a guy.
I do not have a future ticket on him to win the NL Cy Young. There
Why?
Are so many candidates this year.
Why not? Come on.
I missed out on 50. Ah. I looked around to see if 50 was available because I know it was. I looked and I never bet him. He was already down to like 30-1. His ERA as of right now is 0.39. Well, he's going today against Zach Gallen. Gallen does not have enough innings pitched to qualify for the ERA title. His ERA, though, right now would be the second best in baseball. 0.6. And this total was going back and forth yesterday between 7 and 6.5. It's sitting at 6.5 right now. The first five total is 3. I can't bet the over.
No, no way. Pleasantly surprised by the Diamondbacks. They're hanging in there. It's now 63% on the season favorites, and unders are cashing 57% so far.
Hmm?
I'll tell you, I'm in trouble with this Yankee bet. 92.5. Ooh. I know it's been an easy schedule. But 16-6, they've won 9 in a row and 11 of 12. This big series tonight in Toronto. Blue Jays are hot. They've won 7-10.
Gossman did it again yesterday.
Yep. Boy, their pitching's been unbelievable, the starters.
Yes, it has.
That run they've been on.
Right.
Now, that is scary. If they get this kind of starting pitching.
Bichette with a home run yesterday. Springer hit two the other day. They do need Hernandez back, though, from the injury that he had like in the first couple of days of the season to plug him back into that lineup. To get some more runs going, but you're right, the pitching's been outstanding. I'll give you one for today. The Astros, in terms of wins, losses, and ROI on the year, they're the second best team on a money line profit perspective against lefties this year. Their numbers overall, though, are not great in terms of hitting against lefties. They just happen to be getting timely hits and again, the second best team overall against lefties. Well, they're getting a lefty today in Gonzalez for the Mariners. The Mariners are also good against righties, which, of course, you know, a lot of teams can be. They get Odorizzi today. Dick Odorizzi had one start against the Mariners last year. He was lit up like a firecracker. He did start 5 games against them in 2020, and he was quite good, actually. Was it 5 games in 2020? No, it was. No, I'm sorry. It was 5 games. It was 6 games overall last year. I'm confusing myself now. It was 5 games last year. He was really good. He faced him one time this year already, and he got blown up. I'm sorry about the timeline there.
They're scuffling. They're playing .500 ball, and I'm buying the Angels. I think this is real.
Think they're pretty good?
Yes. And Thor's been great. Good lineup. I think this is real with the Angels.
I would say that they're getting good contributions by guys not named Ohtani, right? He has done basically nothing offensively. So you have this Ward, who's been really, really good. Trout now picked it up with another home run, but I think that's probably a good sign that it's not, you know, they're not relying on the MVP last year to put up these kind of numbers. The Twins are hot.
Yes, they are.
And look no further than Carlos Correa. Now multiple hits in 4 straight games, second longest streak of his career, and his batted balls were 109.7, 100, 105 off with the velocity. So starting to put it together, they need that from him.
Yeah, I like that over tonight, over 8. Paddock, though. It's our guy, Paddock, please. When do you panic with when do you start to get concerned if you're the White Sox? This is, come on.
Not quite yet because of the division that you're in.
Okay, fair enough. But you're 8-13. Let's go. Season started. Tell Chicago the season started.
Okay.
What are they doing?
And I know what you said about the Angels, but don't you like the White Sox a little bit today? It's Cease going on the mound. They're laying $1.23. The problem is money's been coming in on the Angels, but you're getting, now look at that, $1.20 on Cease. The White Sox, again this year, are really good against lefties, and that's who they're getting today in Sandoval.
Yep, okay. I'll go along with you on that one. Yep. I'll give you another one. And I know the price is it's up there, like $1.90. The Brewers are going to run away and hide now. Got off to a slow start. But this schedule coming up, and now the Brewers are hot. I know you ticked off what happened yesterday, as they were shut out by the Cubs.
Well, Burns was great. They can give him zero runs of support.
Right. Hang tough, right? It's come on.
Yeah, be better.
Here it comes now. Cincinnati for three. Atlanta for three. Cincinnati. How about the Marlins? They won nine in a row, but yep. What a story. Then Atlanta, and then Washington, and then some Cubbies in St. Louis in there. So, I mean, you're going to see a lot of wins start to pile up now with the Brewers, and they're playing good ball. They're going to run away and hide in that division. I know you have them 14-1 to lead the league in wins, but this we'll do more on it tomorrow. This Reds outfit, oh, my God, 3-19, outscored by almost 60 runs. Remember, they took 2 out of 3 in Atlanta to start the season. The 3-19.
So,
oh,
I missed that one yesterday. The kid that was going for him, San Martin. Look at his game log. He is getting blown up every single start, and he was in Coors yesterday. 6 runs in the first inning.
Thanks for the text.
Yeah, no, I said I missed it.
I know.
I missed that one. So I whiffed it. If that's the guy to look at, if he makes any more starts this year, it's automatic fade material. And I know it's the Reds, so people have been betting against him like on the run line a lot anyway. But
Another one. I'll give you two more. The Mets. You know I love this team. Scherzer didn't have it. They still won. They take on the Braves. They play a doubleheader tomorrow as well. You got Bassett going today. You still don't even have DeGrom. I like what Ian O'Connor wrote. Forget the Jets and the Giants. The best pickup this acquisition was Buck Showalter. Absolutely. The other one, Boston. Story's been a disaster. 9-14.
Yep.
Bad run here. You can't get off this kind of start when you got the hot Yankees and the hot Blue Jays here for your Boston.
Okay. Can you believe that the O's starting pitchers own a 1.78 ERA at home? It's the lowest in Major League Baseball.
Are you kidding?
The Orioles starters.
Wow.
At home. The best in baseball. That's incredible. Did not see that one coming.
Funny game, man.
Yeah, it is. It is. The Kentucky Derby, again, is Saturday. And right now, VSiN is offering you a special $9.99 Kentucky Derby betting guide with previews of all the horses and jockeys for every race, plus best bets for the entire weekend, including the Run for the Roses. Pre-order your copy now for only $9.99. It's a really sharp-looking graphic. Great job. $9.99 at vsin.com/derbyguide. Again, that's vsin.com/derbyguide. Up next, a lot of injuries to track. Plus, I played a few of these long shots for the Stanley Cup exacta prices that are available here at Circle. We'll run it down for you as game ones are underway tonight up here on Follow the Money. It's VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
We're ready. Playoffs in hockey. Bet Rivers is a special offer through the entire NHL playoffs. Throughout the playoffs, place three same-game parlays of $10 or more on each round and receive a $10 free bet at the conclusion of each round. It's the betting hat trick at Bet Rivers. Get on the Bet Rivers app or go to BetRivers.com. Overtime, plus 325 at Bet Rivers in the Bruins game, plus 340 in the Toronto game. Likewise, Minnesota-St. Louis, horrible job by the league. That's the second-best record and the fourth-best record in the West. Got to play each other in the first round. Garage League. Kings-Oilers, plus 380. Over 1.5 first period, Toronto, and in the St. Louis game, juiced over 150. You want the first period over. Now, Toronto, haven't won a playoff series since 04. Also, we had that tweet with when they faced the reigning champs here. Hasn't gone well. Last year, embarrassment. You're up 3-1 against Montreal, and you couldn't score. And Campbell actually played well, and he got beat by Montreal. And then in the bubble, he got beat by Columbus. Mm-hmm. The talent disparity in that series.
Oh, boy.
And you lost that one, too. Come on, Toronto. Unite. Win a series.
You know what? I do agree with what Jeff Davis said from Circus Sports 45 minutes ago. It's must-watch television. I'm going to be hanging out at a sports book tonight watching games, but my attention will be on Toronto-Tampa Bay, as long as it's a close game.
It has to be.
My attention will be on that game more than the NBA.
Well, welcome back, too. I mean, welcome back to the big time. you got the games on ESPN and ESPN2. Mm-hmm. There's no more, okay, one game's on NHL Network, one game's on CNBC, another game's on
USA.
USA Network. Right.
You know,
mm-hmm. This is big tonight. And I got to, I mean, you think, I mean, it's like Kerr, right? Kerr's 19-2 career in the playoffs and series. He's never lost before the finals. Now you can just trust Tampa? I mean, you want to talk about they always find a way. You're trying to go, the Islanders, the bossy teams in the early 80s, with the they went to, I think, won four in a row. They
right.
went to five straight cups. Gretzky got them 1 year. But to go for the three-peat, they got one team that never loses now after they couldn't, you know,
stubbing
their toe. And now Toronto can't get out of the first round. But I would say the goaltending edge to Tampa. But very important. Jeff talked about it. Power play. How are they going to, what are they going to call? Are they going to continue? Toronto's got the number one power play. St. Louis, number two. Edmonton, number three. Rangers, number four. Florida, five. Kings' power play stinks. Washington, that surprised me. Capitals, no good. Ovechkin's banged up. Minnesota, bad special teams. 18 power play, 25 penalty kill.
Okay, so where are you at with the Wild, though?
Who would you play in goal? That's a tough call.
They were swept by the Blues in the regular season.
That doesn't bother.
I wanted to throw that out. That means nothing.
Right.
Okay. I kind of agree with what Davis said. I don't like the idea of alternating goalies. I think you got to pick one and then stick to it. Marc-Andre Fleury here at Circus, 50-1 to win the Conn Smythe.
Hmm. He went 9-2 since they acquired him. But Talbot was great and down the stretch and number two in save percentage since middle of March. That is a tough call. And I'm glad I'm not making it.
Yeah.
But the other, you're right, there are a ton of people, including Mäkinen, who loves St. Louis. Thinks they're a hell of a team.
They
were great down the stretch.
Steve Mäkinen, who puts his numbers together for Point Spread Weekly, our digital magazine, he had St. Louis as the highest power-rated team in hockey earlier this season.
Yep. So you have there's so much to get into. All the injuries. The overtime angle, which you cleaned up and won over 30 units last year.
First round only.
But, is that what it was?
I think you do it for the first round and then you abort.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
The President's Trophy jinx. The last eight President Trophy winners, seven of them couldn't get out of the second round. That's another angle that you don't want it. But you see, but Florida, and Mike Palm is always stuck. Do you trust the goaltending in Florida? I mean, you're going to keep coming back every game? That's the other thing, the totals. 6.5, 6.5, 6.5, 6.6, 6.6.
Are you going to be surprised if Florida loses games 5-3?
In the first round, yeah. He thinks that might go tonight. Bobrovsky, you can't trust Bobrovsky. But this is just a big difference here. I mean, 122 points compared to 100 points. I think the three of the four games tomorrow, it should be a cakewalk for some. Colorado, Calgary. I think Dallas sucks. I mean, it's set up nicely for Calgary.
I don't disagree.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Calgary should win in five. Gentlemen's sweep. Colorado should I won't give Nashville a game. $8 Jeff makes it. Incredible. Without Soros. And I think Florida should just be too much for Washington. The Rangers-Penguin series is intriguing. Who knows what you're going to get out of this Smith. Remember.
Is it with no Jari?
No, he was terrible last year in the playoffs. Horrendous. He was a sieve. Better off with a cone in net. He was so bad. But Igor, that's a big mismatch. But everyone's been ripping him the whole year. And your analytic numbers suck. Your 5-on-5 numbers. Your power play. I trust Gallant.
Okay.
I really do.
So that's,
and I love this Ranger team.
Now, I'm not putting a lot of money on these exactas here at Circa, but that's a team that I've tied into three of them, I believe. The Rangers to be involved to make. In fact, I have, I did Rangers, Wild, and Rangers Blues. And Rangers over the Wild is 160-1. Rangers over the Blues is 250-1. Some long shots that I took there. That's a team that I want to key in on the Eastern Conference when I'm playing these things.
Okay. What do you think tonight? Our friends in Boston with Carolina and the loss of Anderson. So they in 18-19 this season, they swept them in the playoffs. And then in the bubble, when everyone was on Carolina, they beat them in five.
Well, don't you think at full health, Carolina can match up with a team like Florida and come out of the East? Do you think Carolina's that good? Their power rating numbers are right there with pretty much any team in the league.
I got to be concerned about the Boston goaltending, too, man.
I would, too.
They're going with Allmark. But look at the series price. I know.
Well, I mean,
$1.10 because of the injury,
and then that I mean, the correlation here: Carolina at home tonight is $1.25, and then for the series price, they have home ice, and they're $1.10. I think it tells you quite a bit about the series.
It's also a good organization. You have to respect the Bruins.
Of course you do.
But the big injury. Number one in goals allowed per game, too. Carolina, stingy. And Anderson had an unbelievable year. The thing, the other thing, too, with the Rangers, it's a tough matchup for Pittsburgh. The Rangers went 3-1 against them, and as I outscored them 11-4. The loss was 1-0. So, but look at this. When do you see this in hockey? At Circa right now, Colorado is 665. You got to risk 660 to win 100. And Jeff made it $8.
Yep.
Calgary, 330. Florida, 330. Another one, Edmonton seems short, too.
Do they?
You can't. Come on. No Doughty? They got it. They have to beat the Kings.
Okay. Again, what does last year have to do with this year? What does the year before that have to do with this year? I get it when people say you can't include that in the equation when it comes to, you know, real time and what's going to happen this year. But isn't there something to this, though? I mean, don't we have to, like, look at the Leafs and look at the Oilers in recent years and say, how the hell does that continue to happen? What happened last year was pathetic.
I know it was. It swept by the Jets.
That's unacceptable.
Okay, let's put the game to the side for the second. You want to buy some tickets? How about the raffle? You want to get in? Our friends in Alberta, you want to get in the raffle? Our buddy Paul Mayer sent this in about the pot. Is the pot $1 million? The jackpot's $875,000, the 50-50. Everybody in the province of Alberta gets in. One last year got to 7 million. 300 tickets will get you $50. 50-50 raffle tonight. They're ready for the playoffs.
Remember, during the pandemic, it took off like crazy because everybody's at home and they're like, we have nothing else to do, so let's get involved with as many tickets as possible here in the raffle.
Yeah.
Did he not say that that thing's going to climb to, what, $3, $4, $5 million probably?
Yes. Yep.
Do you play those when you go to games? I think I play the 50-50 like almost every time I go to a Golden Knights game.
I've only been to one game.
Oh, you've only been to one game?
Yeah.
What?
That's it.
You've only been to one game?
Nah, come on, the schedule. What are you talking about? I don't know the guy with the season tickets.
Friday, Saturday.
I could sit in the suite, but
they,
that was,
they play on the weekends.
I've been to one game that got shut out. You believe this?
Yeah. No, I don't. I don't.
It's tough.
But I.
That's a good deal. 300 tickets for $50.
Yeah. It's a bargain. Bargain.
Let's go, Edmonton. You got the, look at this other. Support of Kids with Cancer Society, Alberta Cancer Foundation. They got drawing. What is this? Oh, they got drawings for tickets. They got other drawings. This is crazy.
Okay, so awesome. Your best bet for tonight would be what? Are you playing any first periods?
First period over Toronto and Tampa.
Okay, what'd you get it at?
1.5 minus 150. It's 2 at other places.
I did see a 2 up there, yeah.
Yep. I would think it could be stingy in the Carolina game. I don't know what I'm going to get out of Ranta.
Well, I would agree. I mean, that total opened up 6.
St. Louis is also 1.5 over 150. I don't know what
the takeaway from tonight.
How long? What if a guy has a bad game? How long do you give him the hook and say, okay, let's say you start Fleury, he doesn't have it.
Oh, that's a good question.
Or Talbot doesn't have it. You put Fleury in. I mean, that's a tough call.
I think you probably do. I mean, this is a tough series.
It is.
So, and Minnesota's good. Yeah, I don't think you can screw around. You don't have a lot of time to make that decision. You got to be ready to rock and roll.
Be looking at Colorado team totals too. What are they going to do? My God.
The Canadian team that you trust the most would be who? Is it Calgary?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Remember a couple years ago, they were the one seed, too, when they bowed out early.
Is that when Colorado got them? Was that the year?
I think they lost. Yeah,
you didn't have March.
The 1-8 matchup.
I think it was Colorado who got them.
Okay.
But that was not a big deal, though, in hockey, usually. This year it is. Big disparity. But it's fantastic. The East, I mean, again, everyone had 100 points, but... I want to see if Florida can keep this up. Most goals since the mid-90s for a team. How good they were offensively.
Yep.
Juicy tonight, my friend.
Remember the bubble in 2020?
It was great.
We'd get home.
9 a.m. games.
Hockey in the NBA.
Yes.
Like 6 games each.
That's something you can tell your kids.
No,
oh, yeah, remember
God.
This?
Truly unbelievable.
It was nonstop action from 9 a.m. to 11 at night.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
VSEN Spring Specials here. Again with this, only $59. You get everything VSEN has to offer from now to the end of July. If you want the full VSEN experience, you get the daily best bet emails, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, use of our betting tools, and a live video stream whenever you want at the cost only $59. To be a subscriber through July 31st. Sign up now, VSiN.com/spring. You got the NBA playoffs with Von Tobel. He's got to adjust his power rating on Memphis. I'll tell you that right now. McNeil to break down the NHL playoffs. And Adam Burke does a great job with the daily MLB best bets.
I don't think Memphis is winning this series. I know that's easy to say now after game one.
550 is crazy.
They really needed that game yesterday.
Tough spot, though.
But yeah, I cannot believe the NBA did that to them. Don't even have a second game. Just give us one game then. Don't force them to play already on Sunday early.
At least why can't it be a night game?
That's even better.
Because I think they're doing that next Sunday. There's a 12:30 and a 5:00. I don't get it.
That was odd.
Bad job. Big Friday night win. 8:00 local start too. Yep. Friday yep. night. They yes. win. They celebrate.
Turn around now, go
young
home to play.
Team, short turnaround. You got to play the Warriors.
You get a team on rest now.
Yes.
To go and play.
Yeah, tough. But then again, you're up 13 and then Draymond gets the heave. Oh.
Now, this comment has two meanings behind it, because I do have a future bet on Memphis. I'm also getting, I like the Warriors, personally. I got a little Warriors fatigue.
Do you?
A little bit.
Okay.
I'd like to see a little shot in there this year with a new team. Like, I would be pleasantly, happy if it's, very happy if it's, Memphis or one of the other teams playing in the other series.
That'd be great.
Yep.
Love to see that. What do you think with Phoenix tonight? Good series against Dallas. I think Dallas is going to give them fits.
I think so, too. I really do.
Yep. I mean, you have Luka averaged 28 a game, one of the best players in the league. How well Brunson played in the Utah series. Finney Smith and all these. Dinwiddie, a nice player. But I think they found something here in that Utah series. up in the pace.
Yeah, I do. Go ahead.
I do go back
to something that Aaron Renning, professional bettor, told us last week on the show when he pointed out, now don't forget that Dallas is going from Utah, a team that has zero help on the perimeter from their defensive players,
right,
to a team like Phoenix who can come at you in waves with guys that can defend that really well. And that to me is going to be like Boston going from the Nets in the first round to the Bucks in the second round. The Nets, a team that plays zero defense, to one of the best defensive teams in the league.
I was surprised how well that New Orleans played Phoenix, though. Now we'll see what Booker has here, if he's close to 100%, if that lingers and what that's like. But Grand Theft Alvarado, what he did on Paul and roughing him up. But Paul saved their bacon.
Does Dallas have that?
Several games. Benny Smith's a good defender.
Who can do what Alvarado did? And do
be
they
a
have
menace and be a?
Do they have Herb Jones?
No, they don't.
Yeah, I don't know if they do either.
Yeah. Would you give Boban some minutes, the big guy,
to match up with the physicalness?
He can score down low. He's got some skills.
I always wants to see more minutes for that guy.
Very good in John Wick. I enjoyed him.
I liked him.
Yes.
Yeah,
he's good in that commercial.
That commercial is really good.
Don't use the coaster.
Yeah. That made me laugh the first time I saw
got
it.
Some, yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, it's something. But I don't, yeah, only a $3 series price. You don't know about Booker and his health. Certainly 64 wins, and they were a freight train in the regular season. But I think Dallas has a shot here. And I think Dallas wins the series if something happens to Booker.
Well, that I would agree with.
Yeah.
Like if the hammy is hurt again somehow.
I don't trust those other guys. I don't at all.
Like who?
Bridges was like Johnson, Payne. Crowder was horrible.
Yeah, I don't
that
know.
That guy can knock down. You see the T-shirts? Booker had the shirt on after game 6.
Oh, that was good.
The guy,
it was good.
He stole the T-shirts.
Yeah.
These fans brought these T-shirts that said Bleep Jay Crowder on them. And then they got up to get something to drink. The Suns took the T-shirts.
Booker was wearing one.
And then
one.
Booker wore one after they won.
But, in terms of on offense, no, I'm not going to go out there and say that, you know, Crowder's going to give you 14 tonight. Defensively is where it's at with that guy. Cam Johnson I do like. But he's all over the map. It might be 8. It might be 17. I don't know what he's going to do. But in this series specifically, again, something that Thorpe said 40 minutes ago, I think Ayton can really eat in this series.
Okay.
I think down low, it's going to be very difficult for Dallas to guard him.
Bullock's a nice player, too.
Yeah.
In the terms of what I ask him to do. Just stand there. Luka can set you up, and he can shoot threes.
Sure.
I mean, that's.
But this to me entirely is all about Devin Booker. If Devin Booker is healthy, he's the best player on that team. He's a first-team All-NBA guy. He's that good. If he's completely healthy, I say Suns probably in 6. But that also means that Dallas can give him fits and make it a good series if it's a 6-game series.
You can't count out Luka. That he has a supporting cast now.
He's too good.
They found something here, yes.
And but also keep in mind, this could be good for in-play wagering because I remember watching a Mavs-Suns game in the regular season, time frame probably 2 months ago, when the Mavs looked like they were the best team that night on the court, and it came down to the final 5 or 6 minutes, and they had a lead, and it completely flipped. Mm. And the Suns in the clutch are just so good, and they have been all year long, and I don't think that changes. So I think, again...
It's ridiculous. 51-0 when leading after 3?
Yep. So I think Dallas has a chance here to keep it close for like almost every single game. But then, do the Suns play like that in the final 6-7 minutes of the game? I think that probably holds up.
Good series. Good fun. 25-1 on the Mavs. 12-1 to win the West. I think we got a shot here. Yeah. We got a shot.
Anything on the other game tonight?
I don't give Philly much of a chance. Miami will not overlook them either. Because they sat guys in Miami late in the regular season. They got beat. So, Spoelstra will have him ready to go.
Jimmy Butler's points prop tonight is 24.5. Guess what Maxi is?
Ooh,
because of no MB.
Yeah. 23.
Yeah, 22.5.
Wow.
So that means you can't bet it.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Danny Green played well in that series.
I would say 9.5 tonight.
Yep.
Over is minus 125.
Yep.
And how they adjusted Harris. With Tobias Harris is 17.5.
Well, I know it's the NBA, but this is why you pay the guy. What $180 million contract? Come on, Tobias.
Yeah.
Do something.
Mm-hmm.
Step up. Hang in there. But just the numbers, they're staggering without Embiid. And I think, talk about the points and what he can do. It's what they're going to miss defensively as well. I mean, Bam should just have a field day. DeAndre Jordan's terrible. Just terrible.
Well, you can't even play the guy.
You got Reed. What are you going to throw out there?
You're going to be forced into it.
I'm sure there's some little sentimental value there with Doc, though, too. Going back to the L.A. days.
Probably.
Probably throw him out there. Why was he in the game? Why?
You know what Doc said? Did you hear that?
No regrets.
Doc said...
You're up 25 with 4 minutes?
This is what Doc said. He will never admit an excuse. Doc Rivers said it's because the Raptors still had their starters in the game. That's why I kept my guys on the floor.
Oh, come on.
You're up 25.
Come on.
You're allowed to take them out.
That, of all people, that guy, right.
And like David Thorpe said, again, earlier on this show today, look, in your head, it's like when you're playing blackjack, right? Hey, I'm up 2,000. If I come back down to 1,400, I'm going to bail, right? Whatever. David Thorpe, said, if it comes back down to like 16 or 18, have that number in your head, put him back in the game.
Right, right.
There's no reason to have him in the game.
Who's to say they won't extend the lead? I mean, that, or you could just tread water.
Yes.
Throw in the towel at that point. I mean, that's, so who cares who's still in the game?
And also people will come back and say the chances of a player getting injured this significantly are so small that it doesn't matter. Yeah, but when it happens like this, you got to be kicking yourself. It's not worth it.
No.
If you blow a 25-point lead with 4 minutes to go, you deserve to lose anyway. But.
Even happened to the great Belichick. Week 17 game. They had nothing to play for. They had Wes Welker in there. Towards ACL.
That's right.
Couldn't play in the playoff. Obviously missed the playoff game. It doesn't mean anything. Or it's decided like that. You never. That's been the story, though, the playoffs. Guys getting hurt. The last 2 years.
Sure. Is it time to bet the Celtics in the series now? They're plus money, as they should be, losing game one at home.
I got to see how they respond. I'm very concerned about what happened in the paint, or lack thereof. Made 10 shots in the paint. Worst percentage in the playoffs in 17. Worst for a playoff game, Boston franchise since in 25 years. There was just nothing there. And that's, Udoka's a great coach. But that also, I didn't factor that in, about you go from the Nets, who are not physical and can't guard you, to, okay, here you go. You got Freak and just this big wall of Lopez, and you'll have no success. And we are so physical, and good luck. Look at this, though, from Pelton.
Yeah.
Teams that win game one on the road by double digits have gone 2-10 in the series over the last decade. Happened already with Memphis, Minnesota in round one. That is staggering.
It really is.
I
will say this. If it's going to be like that down low in game two again, and they're going to take a ton of threes, I don't think Peyton Pritchard misses that many open threes again. And the Bucks will give you open threes. That's their M.O. That's what they
right.
do.
That's
it's
right.
possible. I think Pritchard will knock down those threes.
White was terrible. Williams did not play well.
Yeah, Williams did not play well either.
No, Pritchard was taking rush shots. A lot of those were uncontested, though. I would say 15 of the 50 were wide open.
And how many injuries did Marcus Smart suffer yesterday?
Yeah, I know. That's the other thing. Brown's got the hammy and Smart's banged up. Brown was terrible.
And
Bill Simmons says one of the worst games he's ever seen him play.
The team stunk yesterday.
Yeah. I was surprised.
They forced a lot of stuff.
Yep, 89 points.
Michael Lombardi on the show coming up next. His biggest takeaways from the draft. Which contender helped themselves the most?
Meet Carl.
Sup?
Ever since he was a little boy, Carl dreamed of being baseball's greatest outfielder. There was only one problem. Carl, you can play to win with BetRivers.com, featuring award-winning customer service in the winning customer service in the winning customer service in the winning customer service.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.